Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm glad you're here celebrating on this night. I just got done reading this very famous passage of Scripture. Has anybody heard that before? Pretty familiar. You might have seen it on a Christmas special someplace on television, or possibly in a greeting card, or possibly on a banner that was hanging at stores as you were shopping. You have probably heard that if you have been coming to church at any time during Christmas in your entire life, you have probably heard that scripture. Is that true?
Yes.
Very, very familiar. A classic story. It has been translated thousands and thousands of times. It has been interpreted by billions of people. It has been, for the last 2,000 years, one of the most famous stories of all time. There are some problems with it. I decided that this year I was going to preach on the shepherds. And I'm looking at this, and if Luke should have had an editor. Because he doesn't really give you a lot of information about the shepherds. I mean the shepherds, you know, it says that they were watching their fields at night. That doesn't say, you know, what they were feeling. It doesn't tell them what, you know, if they're going through any crisis. It doesn't say anything about them, about, you know, what their motivation for wanting, having angels come and visit them. There's nothing. And then, you know, they immediately drop their things and go on their way. But it doesn't tell you why they did that. They just did. And then when they got there, they supposedly saw this amazing thing, and it doesn't really tell you about why they thought it was amazing, seeing a baby in a manger. You know, that's great, but is there anything more about that? Not much there. And then it says they were so amazed that they went back and started proclaiming all of this stuff, and then there's the period at the end of that sentence, and we never hear one more word about the shepherds at all. Shepherds. Now, I have to tell you that this is a very unusual experience. Not many people have these things drop out of the sky and change their life, transform their life in a matter of moments. It doesn't happen very often. Usually we kind of plod along in time and think we take a lot of time making our decisions. But in this story, things drop out of the sky, things change quickly. It reminded me of a television show that no longer is going. Has anybody seen Extreme Makeover Home Edition? Have you seen it? Okay, some of you remember it. It's no longer going. But if you haven't seen it, this is the general idea. And pretty much all of them, there's 200 episodes, all of them are the same. So there's somebody going through, a family going through a crisis. It might be that there was a military separation, or there was an illness, or there was some form of crisis that's going on in this family, and somebody's written in, and then the team from Extreme Makeover comes to the house. They surprise them at the door, and they meet them, and they discuss what they might want to have happen in their house, and then they send the family on a vacation away, and while they're away, the team comes together and gets all these volunteers gathered, and they transform the house. And when the family comes back, they open the door, and it's amazing. They've got the fancy spa, and they've got the wonderful big TV, and they've got all of the different things going on in the house. It's amazing. And then the host comes out, and he points out shows them a video of all the things that have happened, and the family cries, and all the volunteers cry. And if you're watching it, you cry too. Because you just are so thankful for what's happened in this moment. I mean, it's just amazing. It's dropped out of the sky, and it's changed these people's lives. And then the episode ends, and you imagine that this family has just been transformed, and they're going to move on in their life, and everything is going to be great. Even though they had a lot of crisis before, things are just fine now. That's what you're led to believe. Now, the thing is, 2,000 years ago, the people that were, you know, around at that time, and people in this part of the world, they were thinking that they wanted an extreme makeover Messiah to come into their lives. They wanted this Savior to come in, wave a wand around, and change everything, make everything great, make it, everything, you know, all of the injustice would go away. People would have food who didn't have food. People who didn't have housing would have housing. The government would all be figured out. The thing is, we kind of want that too. We want a Savior to come in. We want God to be in our lives, and God to just take care of all of these things and make them right immediately. Wave a magic wand and it just happens. But that's not the way it happens. Life does not work that way. Life has never been like that. And when it doesn't work out and life kind of, you kind of stumble along, that's when people say, I don't know if I believe in this God. I don't know if God is really with us. There's a lot of things that go on in our life that we're not quite sure about. Everybody has different stumbles that go along in your life. Things that you didn't plan happen. But God is there. God is there all the time. When you're fretting about a diagnosis of an illness, God is there. When you're struggling with the stresses of work, God is there. When you're trying to cook and clean for Christmas, God is there. The thing is, our lives are cluttered with so many other things that we don't see God. We don't pay attention to God. We don't feel that God is there with us. Because we are expecting the extreme makeover God who's going to come in and make it all right immediately. But God is more like nudging us in the right, in a due direction, asking us to take a new path on the fork in the road. That's what God is all about. In order to figure out where God might be calling us or what direction we should be going, we need to be paying attention to God even in those busy times. Even in those times when it seems overwhelming in our lives. That's when we need to be paying attention to God being with us, because God is with us always. The shepherds. I told you I was going to talk about the shepherds. Shepherds on that night, they experienced something that surprised them. The angels came down and said, "This is what's going to, you're going to be amazed. You're going to go to Bethlehem and you're going to be amazed." And these shepherds, they weren't expecting that. They were out alone, out on the outskirts of town. They were in the, no one even knew who these people were. They were on the margins of society. Don't know why the angels came to meet them, because Luke doesn't tell us. But they were visited by these angels and it changed their life. Now they could have done a lot of things. They could have made excuses about why they couldn't leave their sheep. Might be something I would have done. They might have said, maybe I can do that in a couple of days. Something I might have said. They might have said, I need a second opinion about this. I want another angel to come down here and tell me something. I would have done that too. But they left. They left their sheep that very night and they went to see Jesus. The story tells us about how we need to make space in our lives for God. We need to be willing to make a detour, to turn our path a little bit, to find something new, to experience something great, to understand where God is calling us. There's a lot of things that go along or going around in this world. Lots of things. Every day we are faced with challenges. Every day there's going to be choices that we need to make. There's going to be things going on. We're going to be busy doing that and this. The thing is, are we willing to allow God into our lives? Are we willing to give enough space so that we can take a detour, so that we can turn and go in a different direction? This season of Christmas is amazing because it celebrates that God is with us. The thing is, we've got to be aware of it. We've got to open our lives and we've got to figure out how we can make a response to God that will change us and will change the world. That's the challenge of Christmas. It's not about extreme makeover happening all in a wave of a wand. Each of us has a responsibility to hear what God is calling us to do and then taking new steps and going in new directions. So I hope as you leave this wonderful service and you go out into the fields as the shepherds did, go back to the fields, go back to your own fields, that you in this Christmas season will be transformed. that you will have your life open so that you can make new choices and find new avenues where God is calling you to be, where you can change the world, not only for yourself, but for all the people around you. That is the hope of Christmas. And I hope as you leave St. Patrick's on this night, you go and get in your car, walk, take your bike, whatever you're doing, that you will find a way to change the world with God's help. Amen.